Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse DePlanis. Thank you for tuning in to The Faith, The Facts. You know, people ask me this all the time. Well, Jesse, how long you pray? And if anybody believes in prayer, I do. But there's something a little higher on the order, and that's conversation in your prayer with God. I love conversation. Hello, Jesus. Hi, Jesse. I want to talk about that on this Faith the Facts. That's a wonderful scripture. And I want to start with St. John chapter 10, verse 27 and 28. Look what he says. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Now he said, I know them. How do you know people? You have fellowship with them. You have conversation with them. Right? Think about that for a minute. Here's another scripture. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. I love this. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Yeah, you start off with a prayer. Father, I come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. But then all of a sudden, it gets into deeper. You start talking to God. And God said, man, God loves to talk. Do you know that? He does. And he wants to talk to you. So that's what I'm saying. God wants to have a conversation with you. Not just this. Father, I ask you to bless my family, Lord, and heal my body in Jesus' name, and out the door you go. You'd be surprised how many people pray like that. But I like walking into the Lord and say, Heavenly Father, I approach you by the power of attorney to use the mighty name of Jesus. And I come to say, hello. How you doing, Lord? What can I do to be a blessing to you? And the Lord will start talking. And all of a sudden, you almost forget to pray. And after you finish talking, then you say, and have the conversation, Lord, I just thank you in advance. And I call those things to be not as though they were, because they will be because of what we talked about today. Conversation, prayer. Or you can do prayer and conversation, but end it out like that, and it's amazing what God will do through you and for you. I do it all the time. I have great conversation with the Lord. I was talking to him the other day. I said, Lord, did you see this thing that's coming? He said, I got it. I'm in control. Don't worry about a thing. And you know, I've learned something. People get mad at me because they don't worry. And I ask them the question, well, will it help? Think about it. Would it help to worry? No. It just puts some extra stress on you. Why do you want to do that? So I say, my God says he supplies all my needs. So maybe you need some help here. He said he supplied. Now look at that supply and the supplier, and that will come to you. Instead of going, well, I just don't know if we can make it this month. See my point? Say what you want instead of what you have. If you want the dog, don't call the cat. I heard a preacher say that. I thought that was funny. I never forgot it. You know what I'm saying? When you understand that God wants to sit down and talk with you, fellowship, relationship, that makes a marriage very good. Now, a lot of men, they don't talk too much. Their wives kind of come, hey, what happened today? What you doing? You know, they got to kind of pull it out of them and vice versa. Not that they don't want to, you know, they just, I don't know, doing something. But it's just nice to sit down and talk. And I tell you what, my best conversations and when I had other couples with me, we sat down for lunch or dinner or whatever, and we had conversation. And it's such a wonderful, wonderful time. And God wants conversation with you. I'm going to read St. John 10, 27, 28 again. My sheep hear my voice. Isn't that wonderful? And I know them. Not just believe in them. I know them. And they follow me. So don't worry about all that other junk. And I give unto them eternal life. Man, I like that. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. People always worried about this and worried about that. Well, you just never know what God's going to do. If you had conversation with him, you would. He's going to do what his word says. You can't separate God from his word. You can't separate healing from salvation because both of them's on the cross. Salvation in the front, healing in the back. His back was tore up. See, you can't separate that. But you got to have conversation to understand those things. I hope you enjoyed Faith the Facts today. Have a conversation with God. And I mean, do it today. Get in your closet and say, Lord, how you doing? And you'll have the most wonderful time. See you next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.